One of the most dangerous and mysterious figures in the Middle East and one of America's most wanted men has been killed. Emad Mughniya is believed to have masterminded some of the deadliest attacks on Americans in Lebanon in the 1980s. He died Tuesday night in a car bombing in Damascus, Syria. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, Mughniya's operations included suicide bombings, hijacking, and hostage taking.
Before Osama bin Laden, there was Emad Mughniya. No single figure was believed to be responsible for more American deaths in attacks overseas than Emad Mughniya, a key security commander of Hezbollah in Lebanon. From Lebanon to Saudi Arabia to Argentina, Mughniya's fingerprints were on suicide bombings, kidnappings, and hijackings. In Beirut, Hezbollah's TV station, Al Manar, was the first to announce his death this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Asdara Hezbollah al-bayana.
A great jihadist leader of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon has joined the caravan of faithful martyrs, the announcer said. Haj Emad Mughniya has died at the hands of the Zionist Israelis. Israel denied it killed Mughniya, but current and former Israeli officials today made no effort to hide their approval of the killing. The Israelis believe Mughniya planned the bombing of the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires in 1992 and another bombing of a Jewish cultural center there 2 years later. Those attacks left 115 dead. Danny Yatom, a former head of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, said Mughniya had blood on his hands from numerous Hezbollah attacks in and outside of Lebanon.
In the fight against terror today by the free and democratic world, I think that the free and democratic world today achieved a very, very important goal.
But Israel wasn't the only nation that wanted Mughniya dead, according to Dan Byman, director of peace and security studies at Georgetown University and a member of the staff of the 9/11 Commission.
The list of people who'd want to kill Mughniya is quite long. Certainly the Israelis are at or near the top of the list. And there are many reports that the United States in the past had tried to kill him in retaliation for his killing of so many Americans.
Mughniya is believed to have masterminded a suicide truck bombing attack in 1983, targeting the barracks in Lebanon housing U.S. Marines. The Marines were in Lebanon as peacekeepers. 241 were killed, as well as another 58 French troops in a second suicide truck bombing the same day. Mughniya is also believed to have been responsible for the bombings of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, first in 1983 and then again in 1984, in which 72 people were killed, including the CIA's top Middle East expert. Mughniya is suspected of orchestrating the kidnapping and murder of the CIA station chief in Lebanon, William Buckley, as well as dozens of other hostages. In 1985, Mughniya is suspected of organizing the hijacking of a TWA airliner in which a U.S. Navy serviceman was killed. Mughniya was indicted in the U.S. for that operation. A State Department spokesman said today, "The world is a better place without this man in it." After the 1980s, Mughniya mostly dropped out of sight, but that didn't stop his activities for Hezbollah and also on behalf of Iran, says Dan Byman.
Mughniya had an exceptionally close relationship with Iran. He's believed to hold an Iranian passport, to be fluent in Farsi, and many people believe that he spent much of the last almost two decades in Iran, either training people or simply hiding out because it was so unsafe for him in Lebanon because so many people wanted to kill him.
The bomb that killed Mughniya was placed under his parked car in an upscale neighborhood of Damascus. An Iranian school and offices of the Syrian intelligence service are nearby. This was friendly territory for Mughniya, which suggests whoever planned his killing was capable of mounting sophisticated covert operations. Mike Schuster, NPR News.